You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On Friday, the bishops of Canada concluded their annual plenary assembly, which took place from the 26th to the 30th of September in Cornwall, Ontario. The discussions focused on a number of issues, including the recent legalization of euthanasia in Canada, the relationship of the Church with Indigenous peoples, and the papal documents Laudato Si on the care of our common home and Amoris Laetitia on love in the family. On the final day of the plenary assembly, the president of the Canadian Bishops' Conference, Bishop Douglas Crosby, spoke with Christopher Wells about the bishops' discussions.
And Bishop Crosby, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I know you're at the plenary assembly for the Canadian bishops, which takes place every year. And I know one of the big topics this year was the question of euthanasia and assisted suicide, with Canada now making those things legal. And I understand you also had some presentations on that topic. Can you just tell us a little bit about the perspective that you have on these questions going on right now?
So the government of Canada passed legislation in June following a decision of the Supreme Court of Canada that it would not be illegal for physicians to assist in suicide or to perform euthanasia. And they required the government of Canada to propose a law. And because we had an election in between the time, they gave the government a year and they extended it by 4 months. So it had to be presented in June, and it was. The law is called Medical Assistance in Dying, which I think we would all want medical assistance in dying, so it really is misleading in terms of the title, but this is really assisting suicide. So we invited Cardinal Willem Eijk, the Cardinal Archbishop of Utrecht in the Netherlands, to speak to us on the topic. His talk was very helpful. He gave us two presentations. One on what has happened in the Netherlands over the past 25 years of their experience of this reality, and how there is such a thing as a slippery slope, how once you open the door to this, the laws become more and more liberal and resistance becomes very, very difficult. His second talk was about the pastoral response. How do we respond as a church to this reality? And in particular, if you are a parish priest and find that a parishioner or family is suffering from having had this experience, or a parishioner is making a decision to do such a thing, how do you respond pastorally? Those delicate questions.
What are the Canadian bishops thinking, or what are your thoughts on beginning a pastoral response to, as you say, this new reality that Canada is facing?
You might know that the bishops of Alberta and Northwest Territories have issued pastoral norms. They're the first group of bishops to do that in the country. I expect that that will happen in other jurisdictions in the country as they have meetings. But the bishops of Alberta and Northwest Territories have done that, and they've been released recently, causing some stir in the media. It's something that you might want to talk to Archbishop Richard Smith, who is the Archbishop of Edmonton. He might give you a good perspective on it. But you know, we're all in the process now of taking it in, reflecting on it, talking about it. And as I say, in the coming months, I would expect that the various jurisdictions, the regions, perhaps the metropolitan provinces, will be issuing directives, guidelines for priests, for pastoral workers in parishes, who are always the frontline workers and who are the ones who would be talking to and dealing with individuals who are struggling with this issue in one way or another.
And especially with that, that's one of the chief concerns I know that people worry about, is what is the church's response to people who face really terrible decisions when it comes to end-of-life issues? And the church is sometimes cast as heartless or uncaring when it speaks out against euthanasia. How do you respond to that?
We have to be listeners. We have to be compassionate and listening for sure. The experience of people who have the opportunity of palliative care, it has been really impressive. And as pastors, we have encouraged the government. We encourage palliative care strongly. And once people experience palliative care, we have found that the request for the desire for assisted suicide or for euthanasia diminishes greatly. So this is an important response to the whole reality. Once somebody commits suicide, we know that the family suffers greatly and needs care, needs compassionate care, and certainly pastoral advice, pastoral intervention, pastoral attention.
One more question for you on euthanasia. We've seen in the past few years a lot of changes on social issues where the church does take a very strong stand but seems to be losing ground. Euthanasia might be one, some areas of sexuality, abortion now many years ago. How does the church propose supposed to go about changing people's hearts in the long term on any number of these questions, with maybe euthanasia is the most pressing right now, but how does the church go about changing society?
I really do believe that the year of mercy that Pope Francis has proclaimed and that we are living is a very important response, because it's a teaching opportunity about God's mercy and about how we are to be mercy in our own way. So we have to have listening hearts, I think. This provides us opportunities to teach about the dignity of the human person, the dignity and the importance of life, all life issues. Because of such a year, you have a unique time to do it.
And Bishop, thank you for talking with us about euthanasia. I'd also like to get a general question in here. It's been several days now when you've been meeting with your brother bishops from around the country for the annual plenary assembly. Can you give us just a minute or two of a summing up of your experience of the plenary assembly? What were some of the topics you talked about? And then what are some of the most important issues you'll have going forward?
We had many interesting presentations. It was a very full plenary. The agenda was perhaps a two-pack. Father Michael Cherney from the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace gave us a very good understanding and background for Laudato Si, which we received, of course, last year, but didn't have the opportunity to have kind of an in-depth look at it. He gave us a very interesting presentation and helpful to understanding its formation and its importance. We also had a very good presentation from several facets, really, around our response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission on Indian residential schools here in Canada, and the importance of renewing and deepening our relationship with Aboriginal peoples. We are setting up a committee, a group has yet to be defined, to work more closely with Aboriginal people, Indigenous people in the country, and to try to find ways to engage them more closely. We do have a Catholic Aboriginal Council that is one of our committees for the conference. I think we will be enhancing that in some way. There was even a suggestion of having a commission for our ministry or care of Aboriginal peoples.
One other question I had for you, and again, looking at your agenda, I know you had a couple of talks on marriage and the family based on reflections on the Pope's letter, Amoris Laetitia. Can you say a word or two about that before we go?
The two cardinals, two Canadian cardinals, Cardinal Cyprien, Gerard Cyprien Lacroix and Cardinal Thomas Collins, spoke to us about Amoris Laetitia and gave an outline of the synod, because they were both participants in the most recent synod, and then spoke about the high points of the document. Unfortunately, our time on that document was too brief. We need to take more time, and so we expect to make that one of the key points for our plenary next year.
I just want to ask you one last question. I know next year you're coming to Rome for your plenary visits.
Oh, yes, we are coming to Rome throughout the year. There are four groups. We go in regions, Atlantic region, the Quebec region, the Ontario region, and the West. We will be visiting various dicasteries, and we also, many of the groups take time for a retreat. So the Ontario retreat will be led by Father Paul Murray, a Dominican who teaches in Rome.
And I know you all wrote a letter to the Holy Father. What would you like to say to the Holy Father in anticipation of your visit here next year?
We have very interesting presentations from the various regions. I think he's going to learn a lot about the country, and I think he will be interested to hear of the struggles, the challenges we face, and the blessings we have. And certainly, we are extremely grateful for his ministry, and we are grateful for the Year of Mercy, for the encyclicals that we have and apostolic documents that we have received. He really is animating the church, enlivening the church by his pastoral approach, and we're grateful for that. And we pray for him.
Thank you very much, Bishop Crosby. I know you're running off to breakfast. I really do appreciate taking, I think we've got almost 15 minutes here, so I am very grateful.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
And if you get a chance to
meeting you.
I hope we can. I was just going to say, thank you very much, Bishop.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.